Du lyssnar på rockklassiker och det här är rockbrunchen med mig, Mick Michaeli.
Och med mig, Ian Howland. And now they're here! The gentlemen from Black Star Riders, Damon Johnson and Scott Gorham in the house.
Mick, how are you guys?
Welcome.
Let the tigers loose.
Here we are in Stockholm, one of my favorite all-time cities. Woo!
Yeah, right, you've been here a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple, just a couple, you know, through the years. I love this city, it's great.
First time I saw you here was in 1977 when you played with Lizzy at the Fun Fair, Gröna Lund.
The Fun Fair?
Oh, yeah, Gröna Lund. Yeah.
What a great venue.
It is. And you're out promoting a forthcoming album now, aren't you?
We are indeed. We're very excited about this is our third album. Yeah. It's called Heavy Fire, and the official release date is February the 3rd. And yeah, Scotty and I have had four full days of frolic and lots of talking about ourselves. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about your new album in a while here, but first, what about some Backyard Babies minus Celsius Pro Klassiker?
Backyard Babies där.
Ja, vi har med oss Scott Gorham och Damon Johnson från The Black Star Riders i studion här.
Guys, what kind of relationship do you have with Backyard Babies?
We have love for the Backyard Babies.
Much affection.
Yeah, we're really excited, man. They're going to be a part of our UK tour in March. Man, we're so excited to have Backyard Babies out with us. Yeah. What a great band, great bunch of guys. This is a special tour for us. Yeah. We're certainly stoked
about
it. It's
going to be a killer show.
And the new album, Heavy Fire, is going to be released.
Well, it's February 3rd in, is it worldwide?
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. February 3rd in Europe for sure.
Tell us all about the new album.
Well, Scotty wore pants every day.
They made me.
Which was very exciting. Very exciting. You know what, man? In a lot of ways, the real common ground about this album is we worked for the second time with our great producer, Nick Raskulinix.
Yeah.
You know, it was great because we kind of knew what we were going to get going in this time, whereas last time we weren't sure. We were just kind of in awe of his resume. You know, he's produced so many amazing bands and amazing records. But I think the as far as the songs, it's a bit different this time. We really were kind of committed to keeping the songs a little more concise.
Yep.
No 6 or 7 minute space odysseys on this one.
We actually had more time on it too. You know, the first album, everything went really quick. You know, next one, same kind of thing. A little bit of rehearsal, but this one, it really shows on this album. We meant business, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, really proud of this album. Very happy that our record company wanted to release When the Night Comes In as the first single.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we should keep the listeners waiting anymore. I think we should play the
Let's
new single.
Let's listen to this.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Thank you.
When the Night Comes In, Black Star Riders. When the Night Comes In, Black Star Riders. Och som av en händelse så har vi två medlemmarna med oss här i studion idag. Damon and Scott.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
What about touring?
Yes, touring. It's going to, you know, we're excited. It's going to be a busy year next year for sure. Big news, we just confirmed last week for Sweden Rock. Black Star Riders, absolutely on the bill this year. We love that festival.
Oh, yeah. So, guys, we're celebrating the Rolling Stones here at Rock Classic. They just released Blue and Lonesome. Right. And we thought we let you guys pick one Stone song. But Scott, you told me that you have a sort of an embarrassing story.
Oh, God,
concerning
I shouldn't have mentioned this.
Rolling Stones.
It's not that embarrassing. Yeah, well, I guess my guitar tech was Keith Richards' guitar tech also, right? And they were playing at Slane Castle, which is a festival that we were the first band to play Slane Castle back in 19...
in Thin Lizzy, not in Black Star Riders.
Well, of course.
Throw that in there.
Yeah.
But so he said, why don't you come on over and hang with me and, you know, get you up on stage, side of the stage. And I thought, great, you know, hanging out with the Rolling Stones, right? So I get up on the stage and he's looking at me and says, oof, geez, you don't have a backstage pass. You don't have a laminate. Well, no, that's okay. You know, everybody knows who you are here. It's not a problem. Well, great. So I immediately walk over to Keith Richards' guitar rack. I just wanted to, you know, check out, you know, what's Keith playing today. And this guy on my shoulder went, all right, and who are you, mate? I went, and I went to tell him who I was. And he goes, you don't have a backstage pass. And he grabbed me by the collar of the shirt and the belt loops and threw my ass off the stage.
Wow.
Hey, now that makes me feel really welcome. So it's the only stage I've ever gotten thrown off in my life. And I'm kind of glad it was the Rolling Stone stage, at least.
Speaking about Keith and the Rolling Stones, did you figure out a song?
Absolutely. Yeah. I really want to hear, and I think Damon does too. Gimme Shelter.
Yeah. Here it comes, baby. Hey, cool. Bring it.
Rock Classiker.